Hi, I'm Mike Davenport. I sold a Corvette while I was talking to you on Facebook. And you're listening to the Dealer Playbook Podcast.
You're dialed in to the Dealer Playbook Podcast, where it's all about winning auto dealer strategies that deliver proven results. And now your hosts, Robert Weissman and Michael Cirillo.
Hey there, and thank you for joining us for episode 45 of the Dealer Playbook Podcast, where every week we're sitting down and having conversations with the who's who in and out of the automotive industry for you, today's automotive professional. My name is Michael Cirillo, and I'm joined by my man, Weissman. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, yo. What's up, man?
This is the last name episode.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm thinking of becoming that. Now, listen, I know that everybody, you're out there, you know that there's one that's always, that's a friend of yours, an old friend, especially the guys. It's definitely more of a male thing.
Yeah.
But like, I'm thinking of going last name, like just calling everybody by the last name, being that guy.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do with us? Me and my pappy are both Cirillo.
Yeah. Well, then you just go, I don't know. I'm going to work that out.
Hey, Cirillo. Yeah, what you got going on, pal? Both of us be hitting you up. Okay, so you know what? Awesome episode today. We're really looking forward to you listening in, and we want to get your feedback. We're sitting down with an expert car salesman. I mean, this guy has really taken his career to the next level. But before we tell you a little bit more about him, I just want to get you guys to be checking in at www.thedealerplaybook.com. We also have some really exciting things. You heard me talk about it, in the last episode. Robert and I have some cool things we've been heads down on, and I want you guys to be able to find out what we're doing. All you have to do is subscribe to our newsletter on thedealerplaybook.com. It's right there on the homepage. You can subscribe, and actually we're gonna send you out a free gift, a cool ebook that we've put together with some of the cool aha moments, so be sure to check that out. We also want you to find out what we are working on that's going to absolutely change your career, but more on that later. And this episode's really cool because we hear from you guys every single week, Facebook messages, private messages, emails, phone calls. We hear what you guys are saying, and there's so many of you who are saying, hey, look, I'm new in the car business. I want to really make a go of this. What are some things that I can do? And that's where, Robert, man, he came in and you were like, hey, let's get Davenport on. This guy's in the trenches. He's making it happen. So we're proud and happy to present Mike Davenport, known as Louisville Chevy Dude. He's going to talk to you about the things that he's done to take him from, needing money and needing it desperately to being a 30 plus car guy on a monthly basis. So without further ado, let's jump into our sit down with Davenport.
Let's do it.
And we are excited to sit down with our guest today, somebody we know you absolutely need to listen to. He has invested in himself. He's a personal branding juggernaut. You might know him as the Louisville Chevy Dude. He's active on social media. He's got some cool graphics that he posts all the time with customers. This guy practices what he preaches, and it works incredibly well for him. When I looked at him on Facebook, his job title says personal problem solver, which I love. He's at Bachmann Chevrolet. We're sitting down with a 30 plus car guy, Mr. Mike Davenport. Thanks for being on the show with us today, Mike.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah. He's
also known in his hometown, known as Davenport.
Also known as Davenport. There you go. Right. So, we're excited to just kind of pick your brain a little bit here, because I know people listening in, we Robert and I get hit up all the time on social media and personal messages and emails and all that kind of stuff of people who say, hey, Mike, hey, Robert, I'm brand new to the business. I want to make a go of it. What are some things that I can be doing? And we get messages like that literally every single day. So it's a pleasure to have you on the show, because I think those listening in are going to really benefit from what you've been able to do. You've quite literally built a business within the business.
Real life 30 car guy.
Real life 30 car guy. It doesn't get any more real than this. So I want to pass you over this question and we just go from there. You know, when you started in the business, well, first of all, how long you been in the business now?
15 years, just a little over 15 years. I started January 15th of 2000.
Okay, so just a little over 15 years. What was your aha moment? What was that moment and what was that thought that kind of hit you where you were like, okay, I know what I need to do to make a go of this? And then on top of that, what was that thing that you started doing to kind of get to where you're at now?
Well, first of all, I got into the business because I needed the money. I was struggling big time back in 99, 2000. And so that was really the motivation, is I heard people made money in the car business. So that was my motivation. Then secondly, being the type of nature and person I am, that I don't want to take advantage of people. I want to help people. So that was kind of my intro into the business, is I'm going to do something different. And then about 2 months into the business, I realized how bad I got taken advantage of on my personal car. So just a couple months into the business, I realized what had happened to me on my personal car. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't let this ever to happen to anybody else. And that's where I've really taken it for 15 years. So it happened really, really quick. And my first month in the car business, I sold 7 cars. So in a half a month, I sold 7 cars, which I was really hyped with. So I'm like, oh, wow, I can do 14 next month. And I only did 13, but I was still hyped that second month. And I was at a Saturn store in Northeast Indiana. And I was doing that average 12 to 13 car a month out of that store, and that was this 100 car a month store. So I'd always done good, but that was just because the way Saturn approached things of just taking care of the customer. So that's what I've always done.
Interesting. Yeah, so they were like the one price. Was that when they were like the no hack? I mean, just one price offering, so that if somebody comes in and they're either going to buy it or not, right?
They had that model.
Yeah,
absolutely. And what one thing that I learned, and I take it today at a large Chevy store, is that I don't sell price, I sell value. And that's, you know, you brought it up earlier, Michael, of you get hit up all the time, and I get hit up all the time as well. I'm new in the business, how to do that. And that's what I tell everybody, is like, don't focus on price. Everybody out there is focused on price. You got a True Car, Edmunds, or Kelley Blue Book, or all the other third-party sites, they're all price, 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 price. But now you've got to do something different than everybody else. And that's kind of what I do. And I'll explain here a little bit what I do, why I'm successful, but you've got to do something different.
And is it, you know, is it an assumption of mine that the other sales reps in the store that you work in aren't quite as, you know, are there many people around you or encircled with you that are achieving the same kind of success, or is this very much that situation where you're doing your thing and whether it's, you know, the other people around you are just kind of, you know, trying to figure things out on their own, or has what you do kind of spilled off onto your working mates?
Well, you got hit or miss guys. I mean, you know, we have 23 sales guys in my store. I have another guy that's right there with me as far as sales. He's 20, 25 every month. We're always battling back and forth for salesman of the month, salesman of the year. And he doesn't do the branding that I do, but he's been in this store for 16 years. So so he does do his own thing, but he doesn't do any branding that I do.
And I mean, and the reason I asked that, sorry to cut you off. I mean, the reason I asked that was because, you know, I want, you know, those of you listening in to understand that, you know, you have a massive opportunity in front of you. We're seeing more 30 car guys and women in the car business achieving great success, but it's because they are doing what you said, Mike. They're doing something different and they're differentiating themselves. And it's not as simple as just being in a store with a high achiever that guarantees your success. I mean, it's in your power and it's up to you to be willing to do whatever it takes to achieve that success. So, you know, passing it back to you, Mike, what were some of the things that you started doing in your own career in the car business, in your business within the business? What were the things that you started to do where you were like, oh, wow, this is working for me?
Well, the number one thing, and this is what I tell a new salesperson, it just happened. A gentleman named Jeff on Tuesday morning or Tuesday evening contacted me and says, "Hey, I'm new in the business. I'd like to speak with you. How can I be successful?" And this guy doesn't have any mutual friends of mine. So all the car people out there, this guy has no mutual friends and found me on my Facebook fan page. So he contacted me through that, and I told him to friend me on Facebook so I could get him into some other groups. But this is the number one thing that I tell people: know your product knowledge.
Yep.
If you don't know your product knowledge, nobody's going to come to you. Everybody out there on the internet is searching for things, not only the price like I mentioned earlier, but they're also searching, me being a Chevy guy, what's the difference between an LS and an LT Equinox? What's the difference between a 1LT and a 2LT Equinox? They typically know pretty close to that answer. But when they call you or they walk into the showroom or they send you a web inquiry on stuff, and you can't answer that, or you send them back a simple form letter that doesn't answer their question, they're done with you at that point. They're like, okay, well, this person can't do it. I sold a guy last night. He's over an hour away off of a referral. And once I talked to the sales desk, there was a dealer real close to him calling us to get the two Suburbans that he wanted to buy. And after I sold him the car, he was telling me on how horrible salespeople were on product knowledge. He was on a $72,000 LTZ Suburban, and he wanted to know one simple question: outside of the LTZ trim, what optional equipment are on this? And people couldn't answer him. And they one of the guys, he told me, answered him intermittent wipers. Oh, wow, really? A $70,000 car has
sold.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it.
I agree with you there, Mike, and I think that was that's something I picked up a little bit, a few months in, that it was very important, because they take you serious, you seem professional, and you have to know it, because you know it breezes through in your confidence. But what when you say that, for somebody to learn a product, what were I'm curious to know, because I know I had my ways of doing it, but what ways did you study and learn your product? Because especially with Chevy, your guys's line rolls deep, man, really deep.
It does. And I was just down in Atlanta last week talking about this, and I popped up the number 85 on my keynote speech, and I was like, "What? Anybody know what this is?" And I said, "Chevy guys, how many Chevy guys are in here? Raise your hands. Do you guys know what this is?" And they're like, "No." 85 is the number of trim levels that we have in non-commercial vehicles. So Equinox, Cruze, Camaro, Corvette, all that stuff. 85 different trim levels on all of our cars that you've got to know. And just like I mentioned earlier, everybody learns different. And I'm the type of person, I'm a hands-on person. I have an assistant, and she does my GM training for me, because I don't get a whole lot out of that GM training. I will do the brand new cars. We have our tracks coming out. We had our new Impala. We'll have a 16 Camaro coming out here soon. I will do that stuff because I do get stuff out of that, but I'm more of a hands-on person. I like to go out, get in the cars, drive them, pair my cell phones, try to make the systems, these voice recognition systems. I want to know what their troubles are. I want to sit there and say 80s on 8 and it doesn't do what I want, or I just say 8 and it changes the channel 8 on XM radio rather than channel whatever. But so I try to find issues that's a problem. And the reason I do that, because when I go out and I demo a car for a customer and I'm like, "Hey, let me show you this," and I say, "Show me, I want to listen to 80s on 8 XM radio," and that doesn't work, I'm going to do that in front of a customer and have all of a sudden not work, and the customer's confidence on that is gone. So that's how I learn a lot, is I go out and I play with things and I really get out and I test drive stuff, and that's where my competitive comparisons come in, where people believe me. They may not buy a car from me today to not go over to Ford, is what I was trying to say. They may not go over to a Ford to not buy a Mustang over a Camaro today, but I will give them information to watch and to look at when they're driving that Ford, and like, "Oh my gosh, the Camaro is so much better." And that's where driving these cars and getting them hands-on helps out a ton.
So, and I mean, that's really the point. That's a huge takeaway. If you want to be perceived as the expert, you need to have the knowledge of the expert. Get your hands on your product. And I think that's a huge thing that will help, those of you listening in, to differentiate yourself, is to actually know your product. Because like you said, Mike, I mean, people are going online anyways, and they are they're conducting some level of research. So imagine how that looks if the customer comes into the lot, you know, comes into the showroom and knows more about the vehicles than you do. Yeah.
Well, and that's and unfortunately, Cirillo, that's kind of like the that's the norm today. So something that easy, and it's a good point from Mike, is something as easy as learn your product. Is because when I'm getting hit up in my whole life, like since I've been in the business, everybody hits me up and it's like, I want to learn how to get more customers. They're all about, you know, the marketing end and getting more customers. And I'm telling them, like, you know, back up, you know, learn to close, learn how to handle every situation first, and learn how to learn your product and be sold on the product before you start spending time and money to get in front of people that you're not prepared to be in front of.
This is my analogy that I use, and I think it's a very, very strong analogy that gets the point across. If either one of us or anybody listening to this podcast has to have surgery on something on their body, do they want, and no offense to these people, but if they want to have a surgery done, do they want to have a fresh out of residency surgeon do their surgery, or do they want somebody who's got 20 years of experience? Yeah. And that, I think that's a very, very strong statement. And I don't have 20 years of experience in this business, but every time I have a customer come in front of me that has questions or concerns, or they're confused by internet research, when they get in front of me, there's no more confusion ever. Yeah. Yeah. Every customer I talk about, like, wow, you know so much.
They have no doubt. And they leave you, whether buying or not, with no doubt that this guy, Davenport, knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Right, basically. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and you know, and it's, and I mean, you guys tell me if I'm out left field here, but I don't think, you know, that the there has to be a progression from product knowledge to the marketing end of it. I think that you can start marketing yourself while you're acquiring this product knowledge. It's simultaneous. What are your thoughts on that? Do you agree? Yes, you can market yourself at the same time you acquire product knowledge, or is it a safer bet for you to acquire your product knowledge and then start marketing yourself?
Well, I think there's more steps before that, like I said, but
okay,
I'm jumping in. Sorry, Davenport. But what I'm saying is that
it's all right, Wiseman.
I think that I looked back, and I used to, at one point, I came to the realization that, like, I learned how to close and learned how to prepare for every possible scenario, because in this business, right, Michael, like Davenport, within a few months, and when you're waiting on people at the abundance that I was waiting on people coming in, you're going to be in every possible, you're going to experience every objection and every possible way it could play out. You know, within 30 days of you aggressively getting in front of customers, you're going to have it play out every possible scenario that it could possibly play out. It will happen to you. So my thing is, and it's not that many. So it's like getting prepared for all of those and having a way to handle all those different scenarios, I think, comes first. Then, you know, well, with the product knowledge, obviously, because it's hard to sell something you don't know anything about or make money off of it. So knowing that, and it's like me, I encourage everybody to practice, you know, like, because here's the thing. If you're going to, you know, you're going to get better as you go, you know, no matter how much you train. So I think that instead of practicing on the people that you're paying money to get them to come to see you, to come see you, like, practice on the ones the dealer's already paying for. Hate to say that, dealers, but I mean, like, that's, you know, from an individual standpoint, like, I'm going to practice and get good on the traffic they're paying for before I pay for mine.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you know, and to what Michael is asking, do you want to start product knowledge, or do you want to start marketing? You can do both at the same time. When you come in new to the business, never been in the business a day in your life, and you step in on the floor one day, it's an information overload completely, 100%. And I watched it, because we have grown our business a little bit, and actually had to hire some extra salespeople. We only have had 18, and now we have 23. And we have some new guys. And of course, they always approach me because I'm the top guy for the dealership. And they're like, what do you do? How do you do it? And I'm like, listen, I tell them the exact same thing. Learn product knowledge and go to Facebook every single day, a minimum of two times a day, and get your friends involved. And then start friending every single person that walks in on the dealership. And when you start doing that, people are going to, one, know that you're in the car business, and two, it gets them involved so that you know that people are watching. You know, and it's a simple thing. You know, I took in an 08 Charger SRT8, I think it was 08 Charger SRT8 with 3,000 miles on it. I told one of these new guys, I said, go out there and take a picture of this car and have all your friends start guessing how many miles it has on it. It's not on the internet yet. Nobody's going to find it. Have them start guessing how many miles are on this car. Oh, I already told him it has 3,000 miles on it. Okay, take this brand new car sitting on the showroom floor right here and do the same thing. How many miles do you think this brand new car came in from the factory? You think somebody's going to guess zero? Do you think somebody's going to guess one? Do you think somebody's going to guess two, three, four, five? You know, it doesn't. The whole point of it is not to get them to make wrong answers, is to get them involved, because they know you're in the car business, and we all know it as even managers listening. We know that these new guys that come into the business, the best people that buy from them are their friends and their family, and that's probably the best thing to do, is learn your product knowledge and just start marketing yourself on Facebook, and then you can go into other things, because all it is information overload up front. When you get that first objection, you're gonna be like, what do I do now? I don't, you know, the price is too high, he's saying, you know, and you don't know where to go, but at least you get people, you start doing it up front and learning from that.
Very yep. good, very good. So would you say on the marketing end of it, social media is the top thing that you see results from?
Absolutely. You know, and as you guys know, I use Flex Dealer to use my website, and I've seen a huge increase when I came from that. And right now I'm marketing Corvettes. I'm trying to be the number one Corvette salesman in the country, and I'm just grinding out nonstop. And back to what we were talking about, product knowledge. You go to any of my YouTube videos and you watch anything about a Corvette or anything else out there, there is nobody else in the country that knows Corvettes better than I do, based off of watching my YouTube videos. Now, is there somebody out there who knows Corvettes better than I do? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. 100%. I don't know everything. I'm not a huge car guy. I couldn't tell you compression ratios and how big the calipers are and stuff like that. But for that person that is looking for a professional to do business with, I'm the number one guy in the country for that.
And I think a while back, Mike, when we talked, I said that. I was like, man, I was like, so I see you're always selling Corvettes. I was like, dude, I would go in and be like that Corvette dude. You know what I mean? Be the king Corvette guy. That's a good niche, man, because those buyers are serious, and they'll travel for that stuff too, man.
And they do, and I sell them all over the country. But that Corvette well is going to dry up here soon, okay? And they're going to be able to get it at any dealership down the road. I still want to be that Corvette guy that somebody drives from New Jersey or stuff like that. And, you know, I've got some people that just drove from Florida. You know, they drove from Florida all the way up here to trade in a car as well as to buy a Corvette, you know. But now, you know, my goal is to sit there and have, you know, that person that's in Louisville, Kentucky, looking up Facebook or Twitter or YouTube and like, oh, Mike Davenport, he knows everything about this Chevy Cruze. He knows everything about this Equinox. He knows everything about this Camaro. That's my goal, and that's what I want to do. And I want to be able to walk into a room and not have to introduce myself and like, oh, you're the Chevy dude. And it happens every day inside the dealership. And that's my number one goal. And it's relatively easy with social media.
Yeah. It's easy to accomplish, but it's just hard to do because it's a lot of work to do it, and it takes a commitment and consistency. But the thing is what I try to tell a lot of these salespeople that I talk to is it's actually easy to accomplish because there's so many people not doing it. You know, there's nobody really in our business that is really, you know, consistently attacking and taking that approach. You know, it's a few and far between.
The reason they're not doing it is because it's hard work. You know, I've got 1.7 million views on my YouTube channel, just 10 short of 4,000 subscribers, and I've been on YouTube since 2012, I think, was when I first started, and it's taken me a lot of work to get to that, you know, and I don't have the budget as a GM corporate or a Chevy corporate does. You know, they've got all these budgets that they can, you know, blast their videos out there and get stuff. I don't have that budget. I've got to do it for virtually free, you know, and whatnot. But when someone realizes, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about, and you keep putting great content, massive value content out there, now all of a sudden they start talking. People post things to forums. They post things to Facebook groups that you don't know about and stuff like that. And I sell a ton of cars off of Facebook and Twitter and social media.
Well, and you know what I think is interesting, especially, you know, speaking of you specifically, I mean, I follow you on social media and I love what you got going on. And there's been a couple instances where there's been a little bit of like controversy and it's created some haters towards you. But then all of a sudden, outside of this exchange, the end result is that they actually come out and they're like, yeah, but you know what? This is one of the most respectable like car people I know. So even your haters turn into likers because they have nothing but respect for everything that you've got going on and all of the strategies that you implement. And they're seeing it happen on social media. And so, I mean, the cool thing about that, you're talking about this following you have and they're seeing this too. So not only do you, so you've got the product knowledge, again, those of you listening in, product knowledge, right? You then market yourself, you are the expert, and then you align what their perception of you is from what they see online and social media to actually meeting you in person, and they go, oh, this guy actually is the expert. Right. And then, you know, transitioning here and winding it down from here, you do a lot with prospecting strategies, right? So referral programs and whatnot. Can you tell us about some of the things that you have going on a regular basis to prospect for new clients?
Yeah, absolutely. And with the haters real quick, I'll talk about that just for 10 seconds is, you know, it's easy when you don't know to hate on something. I learned that firsthand knowledge back in November. And now since I do know on what I was hating on for a half a minute there that I got slapped in the face and learned real quick, it's easy to hate on something when you don't know. But then when you realize what you didn't know, it's real easy to do it. So that's why people have changed their minds. It's like, oh, wait a second. He is actually doing something. He's being successful. And yeah. And now I don't want to hate.
The proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, absolutely. And with prospecting, you know, last year, I guess the 13, I was kind of hitting at a plateau. I came back into the sales part of the car business because I was a manager from 02 to 2010. So for 12 years, for 10 years, I was sitting there in management. And so I was really scared about coming back into sales. So, you know, three years back into sales, I can notice myself, I'm going to hit a plateau. What do I need to do? What can I change? What can I do to get more business? So on and so forth. And so with prospecting, I thought I needed to get in touch with my customers a little bit more. And you guys have had him on your show. Fran Taylor helped me out quite a bit as far as prospecting. I think another guy you've had on your show quite a little bit too is Jonathan Dawson. He's helped me out a ton. That's where I was just last week talking about my product knowledge story earlier in Atlanta was with Jonathan Dawson. And, you know, and that prospecting helps out a ton. You know, I do so many things on prospecting. I probably have 14, 15, 16, 17 different prospecting tools. I mentioned, you know, my Flex Dealer website, which has been doing great for me. You know, I got these little preferred owner key tags I put on everybody's keychain. I put a little sticker on the gas tank. I put, you know, I put a sticker on the inside of the door for my customers. You know, I do so many things. I do the Facebook stuff. I do my website. I do, you know, I got my car wrapped with LouisvilleChevyDude.com on the side of it, which I'm an aggressive driver. And that was a huge task for me to put that on the side of my car and not cut somebody off and, you know, get the middle finger and a honk. So that was a huge task for me to cut my aggressive driving down. But you know, there's always stuff out there, you know, and Elise Kephart taught me a while ago to put a $2 bill in the gas tank. And it's amazing what people, you know, what people do when they get a $2 bill in their gas tank, you know, and now I just started doing it. Saturday was the first time I did it. I'm a little bit of an introverted person, but when I get into the car business, something changes and flips a switch and I'm not so introverted, but I'm introverted a little bit that I didn't want to ask a customer to do a video review. I do all these videos on YouTube and I don't do video reviews with my customers. So Saturday, I just told my wife and I were driving back from Atlanta Friday night. I said, I just got to do it. There can't be any issues anymore. I'm doing them today. I know I've got four deliveries set up on Friday or on Saturday. When I walk in the next morning, I said, I'm doing them today. And all four of them I did video reviews on and they went perfect. And now I'm just going to create, you know, just make it a part of my process.
See man, this is what I'm talking about. See, because you know, we get these calls. We've talked about it. We get these calls from people. We get these emails, these Facebook messages, and they're like, man, you know, what do I do to grow my business? And then look at everything you got going on, dude. You are the Louisville Chevy dude, man. You got prospecting, you know, referral program in place, the $2 bill thing, the Facebook, you know, campaigns and the
website,
the website that
he's and taking action.
You know, and you're taking action, and I mean, these people, right? This is the thing that gets me. Yeah, you know, again, you listening in, man, is this where you're at? Are you going, oh, what do I do to get my business to the next level? And then you hear it all, man. You're hearing this all firsthand, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh well, I'm not willing to do all that crap. That sounds expensive, but look at the results. The proof of ability is in results. Mike Davenport, 30 plus cars a month, top guy at his dealership out of over 20 salespeople. Okay, the personal branding, the money that he's spending out of his own pocket to make this stuff happen, to make success a reality. The reality of this, what I'm trying to say here and winding down, is you can absolutely achieve anything you want. This is the best kind of business to start because there's no overhead. It's just you put in what you want to get out, and Mike is living proof. Mike, thanks so much, man, for being on the show with us today and just letting us pick your brain a little bit. I know those listening in will find value from it, but let me ask you, are you open to, if people want to reach out to you directly, are you open to that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everything, I'm always able to help. If you go to LouisvilleChevyDude.com, that's my website. If you type in Louisville Chevy Dude in Facebook, I'm going to pop up. If you type in Mike Davenport on YouTube, I'll be the first one to pop up. So you can, I'm accessible.
Yeah, right on, man.
I'll link to all your, in the show notes, we'll see that we link to all Davenport's contact stuff and hit him up. He definitely will. He'll talk to you. He's a cool dude, man.
Love it. Mike, Thanks so much for being on the show, man.
Thanks, guys. Had fun.
All right. Thanks,
Mike. Whew, and there it was. That was Mike Davenport. Davenport, otherwise known as Louisville Chevy Dude. Man, that was, you know, the thing is like, we're always about, like, I'm going to talk from someone that does a lot of the booking for the show and stuff for the guests that we want to bring to you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, initially I was always the type that I want to get that person that has a good big following. They're a consultant trainer. They're somebody that's well known, which Mike is definitely well known, but man, these ones of these guys that are just still in the trenches every day, like in the dealership, turn out to be some of our best sessions that we have.
Yeah, no doubt. And What I liked about him, man, he's down to earth. He knows what he's got going on, but he, you know, that's balanced by also understanding how hard he works to make it happen, right? And that's kind of the cool thing about this. We talk about it in the episode. It's like, look, you want to make a go of your car business, you can absolutely do that. There's nothing getting in your way, no matter what excuse. Oh, my manager, this and all this kind of crap, right? You heard him talking about how he uses so many different strategies to put his name out there. The product knowledge thing, right? That's immediately going to set you apart. And then
that's the sleeper. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the sleeper.
And that's something so easy that really caught you. It's exactly. Not going to cost you a dime.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's all provided to you. And you heard us mention in the episode, what better business is there to start? You got no overhead. You don't have to buy your own products. You don't have to pay for the lights to stay on. You just get to walk in there and do your thing.
Build a business within a business. Exactly.
I
used to feel like when I first got into the business, the car business, coming from, like, it was my first job in my life for somebody mm-hmm. else. I ran my own business before that. I almost felt like I was going to go to jail or that I should be paying them for the opportunity, because it's like, wait, you're going to give me millions of dollars of product to sell and you're going to pay me to do it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's genius. So there you have it. Mike's open to you guys reaching out to him, so we encourage you to do that. You can get all of his contact information over at www.thedealerplaybook.com/45, okay? /45. Also, you know what? We want you to subscribe to our newsletter. We talked about it in the pre-show, but we want you to subscribe to that because we have so many cool things we're working on that we know will absolutely help you. And, you know, in exchange for just joining that list, we want to send you out a free copy of 10 incredible insights from 10 incredible guests. That's our gift to you. So be sure, www.thedealerplaybook.com/45. get Mike's information and subscribe to the show. And
type that in on your phone right now and check it out, because you're going to want to be on that list for us to reach out to with some things that we have in
the
hopper.
It's going to be a game changer. Going to be a game changer. So that's what we've got for you. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and taking the time to throw our voices, albeit sometimes very annoying sounding, in your earbuds and on during your commute to work. We appreciate your feedback. We encourage you to keep it up. Leave us a review on iTunes when you get a chance to. We'd love to hear from you. And until next time, talk to you later.
See ya.